Installation and Maintenance of Health IT Systems. Unit 8. Troubleshooting, Maintenance and Upgrades, and Interaction with the Vendors, Developers, and Users. Creating an infrastructure that will be able to adequately and timely address performance issues as they arise is imperative to ensure successful workplace integration, maximum reliability, and to minimize downtime. For larger institutions, this becomes a daunting task as user issues, upgrade projects, and routine system maintenance all vie for IT staff's time. This section is designed to offer some suggestions for effectively managing these issues and to provide effective management strategies. Today, we'll discuss creating a help desk, triaging and prioritizing trouble calls, and creating a tiered support strategy for larger environments. We will talk about the importance of developing a process for communicating requirements and supplying updates between vendors, developers, and users. The importance of creating a baseline for measuring system performance. And lastly, we will briefly discuss the importance of vendor-client relationships and offer some suggestions on ensuring a healthy, long life together. The clinic or institution has their system installation well underway, but they know problems will arise. They look to their HIT consultant to help them develop procedures for reporting problems and methods of monitoring the system's performance. For smaller environments, that may mean contracting with an IT consultant or team and appointing a go-to person in-house who can perform administrative functions on the system and interface with the consultant and the vendor when problems arise beyond the typical scope and when updates are ready for deployment. If you're in a smaller practice having completed your installation, you'll probably elect to continue contracting out the IT firm for maintenance of your EHR system. Watch out, however. You can expect to pay 4 times as much annually for the maintenance of the enterprise-level systems, such as EHR systems, as the initial price tag of the system itself. That equates to about 75% of most IT budgets. It's important to analyze the cost associated with in-house versus contracting and make a choice that's best for your practice. For larger institutions, the chore of maintaining a large EHR infrastructure combined with the need to interface with perhaps hundreds of users on a daily basis becomes more of a daunting and costly task. The temptation is always there to share the production support responsibilities with the development team. Oftentimes, this leads to productivity loss and long-term team dissatisfaction as project goals fall further and further behind schedule, necessitating the creation of a dedicated production support team to manage customer support issues. The production support team should provide highly available, highly usable, and rapid support to user service issues as they arise. Additional responsibilities of the support team could include managing user access to the EHR system and monitoring the daily interface errors and discrepancies such as invalid interface filing types, patient mismatches, and duplicate errors. The production support team should be highly customer-focused. This is especially true in healthcare environments where medical professionals can become sensitive about being placed in subordinate roles. They should be versatile, encompassing specialists in help desk, application-level hardware, and network support. Staff should also have a thorough understanding of application and business processes. To ensure that all requests are handled efficiently and are properly prioritized based on the level of urgency, the help desk should become the first point of contact for most user inquiries. The help desk is responsible for troubleshooting and resolving most common issues associated with the typical EHR usage inquiries. When a problem does arise beyond the scope of the help desk to resolve, they will prioritize the issue and assign it to an appropriate group for resolution. This diagram depicts a typical troubleshooting request workflow. As requests enter the system, they are evaluated by the help desk. If the help desk itself cannot resolve the issue immediately, the request is then triaged, assigned a priority, and directed to the appropriate work group for the resolution. This system provides the support team with an efficient workflow strategy designed to adequately address the user needs. Properly prioritizing requests is key to maximizing user productivity and minimizing adverse patient outcomes. Requests should always be prioritized based on the level of impact. Routine or low priority requests are limited to intermittent problems that need addressing that have little or no impact on workflow patient health. Important or medium priority requests indicate that the device is non-functional but not impacting patient care. Urgent or high priority requests are for issues that are severely impacting the individual or department's workflow strategies. Critical requests are reserved for those issues where a critical device is affected with no other alternative for the user and the issue is directly affecting a patient's care. In larger organizations with perhaps needing to support multiple clinic sites, a tiered troubleshooting support approach is recommended in order to maximize IT support productivity while maintaining a high degree of customer service response. In these instances, a three-tiered approach is often most effective. The first tier consisting of super users and help desk staff. The second tier is staffed by workstation and networking specialists and technical analysts, which are deployed throughout the infrastructure to troubleshoot issues not resolved by the first tier's efforts. The third tier is usually made up of application support specialists and support consultants. They are usually centrally located. By centrally locating the backup support, facilitates face-to-face communication often needed to root out complex performance issues. Super users are usually members of clinical teams well-trained in EHR usage and workflow strategies, located at practice sites or departments to provide a frontline user support to commonly ask questions and promote proper security and confidentiality policies. Support users should be excellent teachers who don't mind person-to-person interaction and can serve as a liaison between the EHR support team and the clinic. The help desk is responsible for providing timely phone and email support to users and super users. Each call or support request should be tracked in a ticketing system, such as Remedy or Cerberus, to ensure proper documentation and timely service. Help desk staff also have the responsibility for documenting their work cases. Since an overwhelming majority of work requests can be funneled to the help desk at some point, thorough documentation of these work cases can, upon analysis, provide additional insight into trends and performance issues affecting the EHR system. Help desk staff should have excellent customer relation skills and be effective at triaging and assigning requests. Help desk staff should have an intermediate level of workstation and peripheral troubleshooting skills and be proficient at supporting the various workplace applications. Network specialists and workstation analysts have general network knowledge and proficiency with all utility applications. They are typically dispersed throughout the system to provide level 2 support and know who to contact when problems arise to expedite repairs. Application support analysts and production support consultants represent the third tier in troubleshooting. In organizations with smaller budgets, these may also be part of the development team. Application support specialists provide expert support for EHR applications, including troubleshooting unique problems and interfacing with the vendor to find resolutions. Production support consultants are the lead systems analysts. In addition to performing a similar role as application support specialists, production support consultants are responsible for training other analysts as well as researching, recommending, and implementing EHR system upgrades. When separate teams are now responsible for projects in the production support, it becomes even more critical to produce vital written documentation and build other, more efficient means of communicating change across the IT teams. Routine training sessions are also helpful for distributing the latest enhancements or known issues to other team members. The ability to become a skilled listener and be able to accurately define the problem are important communication skills when interfacing with users. Oftentimes, the user is simply describing an EHR enhancement rather than a trouble request, and it's not an issue within a system. This makes the support team a valuable asset for gleaning enhancement ideas, as well as troubleshooting system issues.